Hello and welcome to the Inside Selling Podcast. I'm Josh.
And I'm Leslie.
And today, we've got a good question for you. And here it is. How do I find my next job? I read a stat that people leave jobs every 17 months. You might be thinking about leaving yours. So this is a super timely one. Leslie, why'd you pick this question?
Well, I just think that there are a lot of resources, free resources, that people can use to find their next job, their dream job, whatever it is. And I'm not sure that everybody's aware of how easy it can be to position themselves to get a new role.
All right, so let's do this. We each have a couple of ideas on this idea of how you find your next job. Leslie, why don't you kick things off? Give our listeners your tip, and then we'll throw it back to me, and I'll go.
Well, I'm going to start with something we both love, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, what is that? No, I'm just kidding.
Absolutely. For the listeners, if you're not already connected with Josh and I, you can find both of us on LinkedIn. Please follow us. LinkedIn is one of my absolute favorite tools for so many reasons, for learning, for networking, but certainly when it comes to getting your next job, it's an essential tool. It's free to start a LinkedIn account. I think sometimes people panic because they feel like they don't have a professional picture. Find a friend with portrait mode on their iPhone, find a white wall, have them take a picture. Just don't use like a picture at a party and chop your girlfriend out of it, please. But get on there, look at the profiles of a few other folks that you like their profile. It screams, you know, this is a business professional. Mirror them, don't copy them, but you know, mirror those profiles and get that up as a first step. It will take maybe an hour to set up a nice beginner profile.
Love that. Let me share with you another tip. This is coming from Sarah Grotz over at Banff Media. So Sarah was a college student, and rather than just applying for a job and sending a cover letter, she decided to get started. She found out that the employees that worked for Banff were hanging out in a Facebook group. She joined the Facebook group. She found out what they were talking about, and she offered to start doing some work for them to prove that she had the chops to be able to work at Banff. And one of her first assignments was setting up meetings for the CEO, of which she set up about 40 or 50 within about, you know, three or 4 weeks. And from that, because she showed that she could actually do the work, she ultimately led the job and got the job. So think about this. When you're applying for your job, can you get started? Can you start to do something that shows that you actually have the chops, rather than just sending in a cover letter or a resume? So that's my tip, is check out the episode with Sarah on the Inside Selling Podcast. And you can even reach out to her. She's super friendly, and she'll show you all her hacks that she used to land her dream job over at Banff Media.
I love that. Didn't she set so many appointments that the CEO actually had to ask her to stop for a little while?
I think that was the case. Yeah, I think that was the case. But love the scrappiness of that. Mm-hmm. You know, going into Facebook and lurking a little bit and, you know, getting to know people and then contributing and then, you know, hey, is there something I could do? How about this? How about this? How about this? She did a couple projects for them. And then finally, when she was kicked out of Syracuse, which was another whole story, the CEO hired her on the spot. Apparently, he likes people that are kicked out of colleges and feels that they have certain DNA that vibes well with his company. And so I love that approach because it's a little bit non-traditional and it's a win-win, right? It gives Sarah an opportunity to see, hey, do I like doing this work? Do I like working with this team? And it gives the employer the ability to say, hey, this person can actually do the work, rather than, can they do it? I'm reading their resume, but I'm not really sure. And we have to find out once I hire them.
Absolutely. Gosh, I wish that I had more people applying to work for me that were just going out and setting free sales appointments to prove they had the job.
There you go. Yeah. So that's my tip. Leslie, do you have another one?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say something else is just content. And again, this is something you can do for free. And when I've talked about this in the past, a concern that's expressed by folks is that they don't feel they already have content, or maybe they don't feel like they have the background, the knowledge to share. Easy. Go out and find other people's content that inspires you. share that and give one, two sentences of a summary of insight. You can absolutely start creating content and sharing content by just supporting the people in your network that are you know, inspiring you, sharing something insightful. And from there, you can grow. You can start sharing your own knowledge. You can create your own website. You can create your own blog. Maybe someday you can have a podcast. But content is free almost all of the time, and you know, a very easy way to get started.
Yeah, I want to elaborate on this one a little bit. People talk about content all the time, like why content? Your employer wants to hear and see you. They're not just buying your skills, they're buying you, and they want to hear your unique perspective. So I am not a huge fan of aggregating other people's content. I am a fan of doing content very quickly. So for instance, let's say you want a sales role. You could very easily reach out to VPs of sales that manage teams and say, hey, my name is Bob, and I have a video series where I interview VPs of sales about what it's like, what they've learned managing sales teams. Would you be willing to jump on Skype for a little bit or Zoom? And you could just record that conversation and post it to LinkedIn and you're done. 2-3 minutes. And every week you could feature someone new that you reach out to. It's a very easy cold call to make. In fact, it's what I do on the podcast to generate my leads. I reached out to Mark over at Outreach. Mark, looks like you manage a bunch of people over at Outreach. Would love to learn what you've learned managing sales teams. Want to jump on the podcast? He did. That led to 2 webinars. We're doing a third one, which led to a bunch of leads, which led to revenue. Very quick. Doesn't have to be a podcast. Doesn't have to be a blog. How do I set up a web page? Just open up Zoom or Skype, 2-3-4 minute interview, post it to LinkedIn, and you're done. Go to the next one. Another person that you want to take a look at, Morgan, formerly at Terminus, now works for John Burroughs, Morgan Ingram. He started a thing called the SDR Chronicles, what he was learning on the job. And he would just he would talk for a couple minutes about what he learned prospecting. And that helped him build his brand. Think about it. You're competing with Morgan, who has 20 videos of his perspectives on what he's learned prospecting as an SDR. You're sending in your resume and cover letter. The employer Googles both of you. When Morgan's results come up, you see 15, 20 views of his videos and his perspectives and his whiteboard videos. When you come up, you see nothing but your resume. Who has the edge? Again, you don't have to create a blog. You don't have to create a podcast. Just as a first step, real tactical, reach out to a couple people on LinkedIn that you think are interesting, you want to learn a little bit about, and just interview them.
So I love that.
That's my tip on the content.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And that's also free. It just takes a little bit of ingenuity and a small amount of time, and you are putting yourself in a position to really be a leader of the pack when somebody's looking at new candidates.
Yeah. I got another one for you. This is another one. Again, you can check this out on the Inside Selling podcast. Paige Kemna. So Paige experienced the debilitating feeling of rejection sending out resumes and cover letters. She was qualified but didn't have experience, like so many people graduating college. But rather than giving up and having that negative mindset, and if you haven't heard our mindset, you know, podcast, check that out as well. What Paige did, she happened to sing and play the piano, and she actually sung her cover letter, turned it into a song, and posted it to LinkedIn and went to bed and woke up to about 100,000 views. Now I think it's up to 800,000 views, and had companies reaching out to her saying, can you make a video for us like that to help us sell X, Y, and Z? Got a bunch of job offers. Zoom, which is video conferencing software, ended up contacting her because they saw this video, speaking of content, Leslie, that you brought up. And now she's working at Zoom just from putting this piece of content on there that she probably had a good time doing. And that's the power of content that's authentically you, which is why I'm not a huge fan of aggregating other people's content. I want you to find your own voice to get started. So that's another tactic there.
Absolutely. I can definitely see that perspective. You know me, I always just try to give at least one option for the lazy man to be able to get started. Get that toe in the door, get comfortable, and then get a bit more creative.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to bring up something else, Leslie, when we're talking about this. We're assuming that the other job is better. Right? When we're at that 17th month or that 15th month or whenever it is, and you're like, I don't like, let's think about what it is about this job that you don't like, because the grass might not always be greener. I've experienced this in my career as well, where I've switched jobs and I was like, oh, you know what? It's the same problems because the problems are with me. So if you're pointing the finger at the employer, what can you do to make yourself happier at the job? Leslie, have you seen this happen in your career with the people that you manage? Or maybe even yourself, where you've kind of gotten into this funk of like, hey, maybe I should do this. And you know what? I'm going to think a little bit differently and maybe, you know, turn this around for myself with this company.
Gosh, absolutely. Particularly at Marcus Evans, which was a couple years ago. It's a tough job. It's a grind. And I think, you know, it goes back to our mindset episode. I think it's an easy job for people to kind of get stuck in a negative mindset because you do face a lot of rejection to get to your yeses. And folks would leave. And sure enough, you know, 2-3 weeks later, I get the call that was, oh man, Leslie, like, I didn't realize how good of a job that was. You know, I didn't realize how much you were doing for me as a manager. And oftentimes people would come back. So I think that's so true, is to really dig deep and say, what specifically about this job is making me unsatisfied? Is there something I can do, a conversation I can have to fix that? And why is that not going to be the case in my next role?
That is extremely insightful, right? Because oftentimes it's not the employer. People say people don't quit their employer, they quit a manager. Or they're just having that negative talk within themselves. And so what can you do? What strategies can you do to turn around? How can you have more fun at your current job, even prospecting? We talked about this a lot on the Inside Selling podcast. You know, what can you do to energize yourself in your current job? Leslie, this was a jam-packed episode of finding your next job. If in fact you should even be finding your next job, do you have any more tips or should we wrap things up today?
One more quick tip, just another free and easy thing that people can do.
Leslie, you are so full of free and easy. there's something like, love it. All right, go ahead. Let's see what we got.
There are a ton of free sales associations and also a lot of free sales training. So sales trainings, look for companies like HubSpot, Ellison, Google. Those are trainings where you can grow your sales acumen, and then you can also go back, use that to create content, add it to your LinkedIn profile to make that more robust, have more SEO terms, make yourself a more attractive candidate. Sales associations like AAISP, it's a nice way to, I think, build some credibility around yourself as a candidate without spending any money. So that's my last tip.
I love that. So this improves your game. And if you're not learning and you're not improving every day, if you're watching 6 hours of Netflix and you know what the new shows are, but you haven't learned much more about your profession, and we're not just talking about sales books. What about behavioral psychology books, behavioral economics books, human psychology books? If you're not reading books and you're not reaching out to people that you want to learn from, I have found in my career, I've always had great mentors. And so to Leslie's point, to improve your sales acumen, who can you find out on the LinkedIn world that you'd like to get to know a little bit better and learn from? And people are usually, I get hit up all the time with this, and you'll find most people are very open to talking with you about their perspective and what they've learned along the way. And that can help level up your game. Again, you know, if you're watching more TV than you are reading, especially earlier in career or whenever you are, I mean, I'm still at a book a week. I don't know about you, Leslie. Are you, I mean, I would imagine constantly learning about something, I would think.
Well, I have a real weakness for Agatha Christie. So
Agatha Christie. Well, there you go, guys. Agatha Christie, there's another perspective there. You could learn from all these things, but learning and growing. This has been fantastic, Leslie. Thank you for sharing your perspective. Let's just recap it really quickly. Amp up your LinkedIn profile, professional picture, or stand in front of a whiteboard. Do not cut out your X. Work on your headline so that it's focused on the value you provide rather than what you do. Second tip that I gave is provide and create content. We did some low-budge ways. Leslie talked about aggregating to get started. Also talked about this idea of maybe looking at yourself and thinking, maybe I can make this job better. And Leslie finished things off with the associations and learning to level up your game. Leslie, this has been awesome Thank you so much for all your tips, and I can't wait for our next episode.
My absolute pleasure, Josh.